hour. Damn, son, where'd you find this?
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Listen to me, Randy. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, whether you're white or black or Sasquatch even. As long as you follow your dream, no matter how crazy or against the law it is. Except for Sasquatch. If you're Sasquatch, the rules are different.
Forget it, Meatwad. I'm a circus freak. That's all I'll ever be.
Whatever.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Topic. You wrote that the queen got to watch all of Meghan and Harry sit down with Oprah.
Yeah, I can imagine the queen probably wasn't really digging that interview with Meghan Markle and Prince Harry. I don't really imagine she was like, woohoo!
Saw it all.
Yes.
What did she think of it?
I think she was appalled, shocked, heartbroken, all those words. Because here, I mean, look, she's going to celebrate her Sapphire Jubilee, her 70th year on the throne next year. Nobody.
Oh, man, time flies when you don't really care about the royal family, but we'll talk about them right now on Happy Hour.
This has come close. So the Queen Victoria, 63 years, 70 years for Queen Elizabeth. She just had counted on everything being rather stable, I think, in the wake of her husband's death. And that.
Yeah, she's just thinking everything be left alone and that everybody would bow down to her and not talk about her pedophile alleged son or the alleged racism. We're just going to let the royal family do whatever the hell they want. And frankly, the problem is Americans don't really care about the royal family.
It has not happened.
She actually seemed very warm and receptive to Meghan and Harry.
Oh, she did? Why do you say that?
Stepping away publicly.
Publicly, yes.
But behind closed doors. Ah, that bitch.
But privately.
Oh, well, not really even publicly. I mean, the queen did strip him of a number of patronages.
Yeah, you don't have to do the paperwork anymore.
The thing that really hurt him the most was her taking away his ceremonial military title.
Oh, yeah, that sucks, man. You serve and you get it taken away because you're banging Meghan Markle.
And there have been a number of times with...
Is it really worth it?
There was an opportunity for Charles and William and Harry to come together.
Yeah.
Harry did go back for Prince Philip's funeral.
Oh, he's a good man for going to Prince Philip's funeral.
You remember them walking out?
You attended a funeral!
He never...
Wrong button. You attended a funeral! A good for you! Wow! You actually went to your uncle's funeral? You're a really good guy, Prince Harry. Attending funerals, kissing babies.
Come together. I mean, Harry did go back for Prince Philip's funeral.
Yes.
And you remember them walking after the funeral service, which, by the way, is very touching because the queen...
Oh, yeah, real touching seeing them walking outside of a funeral. Oh, it's so touching.
Is there alone in the pew looking like this small, sad...
I mean, if Joe Biden was at that funeral, then it would be a little touching.
In the pew looking like a small sad figure, but as they left the service and walked up the hill, Harry and William were chatting amiably.
Yeah, on camera. I love when these reporters, and then here I am reporting it, but I love when these reporters are like, oh, there's pictures and video footage of them talking while they know that they are being filmed. You know what I mean? It's not a genuine moment.
Middleton got out of the way and let them talk. A meeting was set up with Charles. Didn't go anywhere. Harry returned.
Yeah, Charles ain't going to really want to hang around them.
Turned to London to unveil the statue of their mother in Kensington Gardens.
It's real creepy.
That time, they didn't even really put on much of a show. There were a couple of moments when they looked like they were smiling at each other, but they...
Oh, heaven forbid, when they're around this new memorial for their mother, they're not posing for the cameras. Oh, heaven forbid, you paparazzi, you inside reporters, heaven forbid they actually have an emotional moment where they're not acting like celebrities, where they're not acting like royalty, and they're acting like human beings. Heaven forbid.
Actually physically kept the distance.
Yeah, they did.
So Harry is now saying that he and Meghan and Archie and Lily are definitely going to the Platinum Jubilee.
All right, this guy's putting me to sleep. So this biographer wrote all this unauthorized info on the royal family and
Clarence House, the royal household of Prince Charles and Camilla, Duchess of Cornwall, is denying an allegation made in a new book that the Prince of Wales asked what the skin color of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's children would be.
Could you imagine if Prince Charles actually came forward and said he was racist? Oh, yeah, I don't really like them. You'd be like, whoa. I mean, what are they supposed to say? You know what I mean? Like, I think he's a scumbag. I hate the royal family. It creeps me out. I've never really dug it. But it bothers me that they can just sweep anything under the rug. You know what I mean? You're not going to see Prince Charles go, oh, yeah, I don't like black people. Want to come hang out? They're going to deny it because they're scumbags.
The claim was reportedly made in Christopher Anderson's new book, Brothers and Wives, Inside the Private Lives of William, Kate, Harry, and Meghan.
Think about this unauthorized writer, Chris Anderson. He literally is making books about other people's lives because he has nothing original to write about. He has nothing going on in his life that he has to talk about other people for a living. Wait, I'm doing that too.
Inside the Private Lives of William, Kate, Harry, and Meghan. According to the New York Post's Page Six, the book, citing a source, alleged Charles had a conversation with Camilla on the morning Harry and Meghan announced their engagement in 2017.
That was a horse sound effect.
In which he purportedly said, I wonder what the children will look like. Page Six reported the book's source claimed Camilla was, quote, somewhat taken aback by the question and alleged.
Yeah, she's like, what do you mean? What is it going to look like? Not a horse.
Allegedly responded, well,
it's not my kid.
Absolutely gorgeous, I'm certain. Charles then allegedly asked, I mean, what do you think their children's complexion might be?
That's a classy way of saying that, you dirtbag.
Clarence House.
Complexion. By using a bigger word, I'm not as racist.
Spokesperson slammed the accusation and told the PA Wire, this is fiction and not worth further comment.
Fiction just like your family.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh yeah, this following segment was brought to you by the Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company. When I tell you that the Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company is the best in the Bay, I'm a man of my words. I would not lie to you. I would not steer you in the wrong direction. Go to TampaBayHotSauce.com. There has all the locations of where you can purchase their product in person. And if you don't live in Florida, don't worry. Don't have a panic attack, even though you're kind of missing out. You can order their product online. And when you get that nice hot sauce, tag us at Tampa Bay Hot Sauce, at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and let us know what you cook up.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
Someone hook me up with a flame. I'm having a nit fit.
Light him up.
Meatwad.
Here.
Encourage him in his habit.
That's a good smoker.
When did you start smoking?
This morning. I raise my wrist and I'm going to get tore up.
We shall acquire some wine on the way to the mall.
And then you can get tore up.
And pass out in the hot sun.
That's my balls.
I don't think Meatwad should be hanging around with these moon people.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
It's no royal secret that Kate Middleton and Meghan Markle aren't the closest sister-in-laws.
Yeah, they're not really hanging out.
But did the former actress ever stand a chance at securing the Duchess of Cambridge's stamp of approval?
Oh, that's douchey. You know, Kate Middleton really holds that stamp of approval in one of the drawers that is very hard to obtain. You know that Kate Middleton makes you really work to get her pretentious love.
Best-selling author Christopher Anderson, who just released his latest royal book, yeah, Brothers and Wives, Inside the Private Lives of William, Kate, Harry, and Meghan, broke down Meghan and Kate's relationship with Access Hollywood.
Ah, more from this guy. Woohoo!
And claimed that Kate was standoffish from the start.
Yeah, she's not really friendly. She's not really a person you want to hang out with. Hey, we're having a party. Bring Kate Middleton. She's so much fun.
The relationship between Meghan and Kate is fascinating. Because from the very beginning, Kate was a little standoffish. I mean, she didn't. She postponed ever even meeting Meghan sometimes.
I don't want to meet this imbecile. She showed her naked back on Suits. She's a whore.
I really sent kind of the wrong message, but Meghan, I think, handled it graciously. And I think they were able to work together in the very beginning. You may remember when they started.
Oh, they're working together. That doesn't mean they're getting along. I have a lot of coworkers. That doesn't mean we're getting along.
Their mental health initiative heads together. The four of them were hailed as the Fab Four.
Yeah.
Well, things aren't so fab these days.
Christopher, who has been covering the royal family for decades, noted that it's unclear if Meghan and Kate would have a better relationship if there wasn't such a rift between their husbands.
Yeah, that doesn't really help out.
Prince Harry and Prince William.
I don't think they'd be hanging out if Prince William and Harry were best friends. I just don't see Kate Middleton, and I don't really see Meghan Markle just being besties. I'm just saying.
Who knows how if the wives get along better from the fact that the brothers aren't speaking, you know.
It doesn't
and that's
help.
Important to know. I mean, you know, Harry, you know, William is not returning Harry's phone calls. Charles is not speaking to Harry at all. I think they feel all very hurt by what he said about the royal family, the kind of the pot shots that have been taken.
A bunch of pot shots.
The successes have taken at the royal family from this side of the...
So they're not really getting along and they're not really vibing. But finally, in royal news, and I don't usually talk about the royal family. I'm not usually one to cover them to, you know, go through the headlines and report on them. Man, I'm being very long-winded today. Yeah, I'm not usually one that talks about the royal family, but it is so juicy.
What is the state of the brothers today?
Yeah.
Is the rift as broken as we, from the outside looking in, think it is? Are we making more of it, or are they really kind of done with each other?
I think they're kind of done with each other.
Right now, it looks like they're done with each other. But
I guessed it.
You know, they've both said, especially Harry is often said, "Oh, my brother so much. We've been through hell together. I love him to bits."
Oh, you love him to bits. It's a very British way of saying things. I love him to bits. That was not a British accent. I don't know what accent that was, but we're going to move on.
But, you know, that was just before all of this happened.
Yeah.
I think there's no other two people who've been through what they've been through.
Oh, that's true. Oh, they live such a hard life. They kind of do.
So we'll have to wait and see. I mean, it's a toss-up. Look.
All right. So we'll just have to wait and see. There's another 4 minutes on this video. And my life is too short to completely play this whole video. And also, I mean, what else are you going to learn? It takes time. Speculation. You can speculate all you want, but it takes time to figure out what's going on. So there is a first for everything in life. There's the first time you get laid. It's the first time you say your first words. First time you get your driver's license. And we sincerely, on Happy Hour, I have some breaking news that is a first time. And I'm not being over dramatic, maybe a little. I'm not being over the top, maybe a little. I'm not being obnoxious. Well, I am. But we literally have breaking news after this.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by FitzAgeFitness.com. When I tell you that Devin Prasad is the best workout trainer in all of the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words. I would not lie to you. Go to FitzAgeFitness.com. Sign up for workouts if you live in Tampa Bay. But if you don't, you can do virtual workouts. You can always make it happen, Captain. Add him on Instagram, fit_sage_fitness. And for all the info, fitsagefitness.com.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Happy Hour.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dairy cow.
Ah! Ah! Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Baby, let's go. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. And if you're traditional, you can email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. So I said before we go to break that I had breaking news. There is a professional baseball player that wants to be a Tampa Bay Ray for life. I know. Let me repeat that. There is a player that is playing for the Tampa Bay Rays who wants to be a Ray for life. He doesn't want to go to the other, I think it's 31 teams in the MLB, but don't hold me to that. I don't really watch baseball anymore. Once the Cubs won in 2016, I never need to watch again. But I'm just saying, don't hold it to me. But I believe there's 31 other teams, and he wants to play with the Rays forever. Oh, my.
Well, the Tampa Bay Rays have signed one of baseball's top young talents to a long-term contract. Yeah. Wander Franco will be a Rays player for a very long time.
Enjoy the weather. Enjoy the women. Enjoy the decently affordable housing. But hell, you are. Hell yeah, bro. Now, don't know why I slurred. You are not going to be having any bit of a fan base. Oh, there are Rays fans, but there's not a fan base.
And he'll be making a whole lot of money. ABC Action News sports anchor Kyle Berger has more on what this means.
Yeah, Kyle Berger.
For Franco and the team on the field.
Oh, wow.
It's a great day.
I love that. It just sounds like the applause at a baseball press conference. Does that make any sense? Like, the way they're clapping, it's very proper. They're all baseball writers. Like, you're not going to hear that at the Grammys.
It's a great day. Pro organization.
Oh, really? Well, when you go to Montreal and we're having this this thruple with those two cities?
Our staff for Wander.
Wander Franco in the Tampa Bay Rays finalized an 11-year, $182 million deal guaranteed.
Dumb. He sees the money. He sees the weather. My God, man. 11 years with the Tampa Bay Rays. It's a lifetime. Oh, my God, dude. Did you think you had no other prospects? You're 20 years old. You were born in 2001. My God, is that frightening. You literally had your whole life ahead of you, and you just put a decade into the Tampa Bay Rays? They're not going to even put a decade into you.
Plus a
they are as loyal as a debtorette. There is no loyalty. There is no class that comes from the Rays.
Teed plus a club option. That's a lot of years and a lot of zeros on.
Duh, a lot of zeros. $182 million. Thanks for the math lesson, Kyle Berger.
A paycheck for a 20-year-old shortstop.
Yeah.
Continue to help those people in need. My yeah. family. And if you have to buy something that is a luxury, I think I can do that.
Bragging about money in a different language.
This contract is the largest financial commitment to a player in the Rays' 24-year history.
And then why weren't they doing? I don't know that much about the Rays, so don't act like I'm a Rays fan. But why didn't they do this with Blake Snell or Evan Longoria? Why are they doing it with this 20-year-old? This is the most dumb Tampa Bay Rays analytical dumb baseball move ever. You didn't keep Blake Snell, who helped you out in the World Series. Why is it more common sense for me? Watch this guy be the next Derek Jeter. But why is it common sense to me and not the Rays? Who cares? It's baseball. The problem with the Rays fan base is they're not real with themselves. The problem with the Rays fan base, whatever fans they have, is they can't admit that nobody cares about the Rays. Besides their little cult following, The Rays is kind of like the show Chuck from back in the day on NBC or Heroes, where it gets canceled and it gets brought back. Really relevant references. It gets canceled and it gets brought back. Like, the Rays have a fan base. It's just not that big.
It's also the biggest deal in Major League history for a player with less than 1 year of big league service time.
That's a good idea. Let's just give a lot of money to a young dude that has not done anything yet. Good baseball moves by the Tampa Bay Rays.
It's a large commitment.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot. Oh, is it, buddy?
A lot of different ways this could go, but
yeah, there is a lot of ways this could go. This is Eric Neander, the Rays president. He didn't want to give Blake Snell, the proven pitcher, of the money, or Evan Longoria what he wanted, but we'll give it to some nobody because we're the Tampa Bay Rays, and we have the mindset. I don't know, dead rat, I guess.
If not now, on Wander.
I can't take this. I don't really care. My life is too short to talk about the Tampa Bay Rays. So let's see what else is going on in the news. Oh, this headline cracked me up, man. Oh, where is that? 856-49-HOPPY. Tristan Thompson, the guy who cheats on Khloe Kardashian with any vagina, or maybe more, that is offered to him. We don't know. And who cares if he does? But the thing is this. All these NBA players are becoming so soft. And I know that's the very boomer. I know that's the very Gen X opinion to say that the current NBA players are not as tough. But let me tell you, the current NBA players are not as tough. They're getting fans ejected from the game because they're triggered while hearing smack talk. Do you think Kobe Bryant, rest in peace, do you think Michael Jordan, rest in peace someday, do you think they cared? They lived off of it. These current babies can't handle anything. I would so say that to their face. Wow, the Daily Mail really throwing some shade at Tristan Thompson. Here's the headline of the article. You big softy. NBA snowflake and love rad. Wow, this is a little spicy. Tristan Thompson gets fan ejected from Memphis basketball game for heckling him about the Kardashians days after LeBron had other fans booted from games. I mean, this really isn't a surprise when it comes from the generation that's all about censorship. It comes from the generation that's all about being offended over words by speaking your opinion on Twitter, that they would be offended by words. What's next? Kevin Durant's like, oh my God, I can't take it. I mean, it's already happening. Tristan Thompson had a fan ejected for allegedly making jabs about the Kardashians during a game. He's a really noble guy. He cheats on Khloe all the time, but you say one thing about her, and I will protect her honor. I will bang every ass in Massachusetts. But, you know, I'm a good guy. I am Tristan Thompson. I am a good example for my daughter that totally won't have any father issues. Speaking of her, Thompson shares a 3-year-old daughter named True with Khloe Kardashian, who he's had an on and off relationship with since 2016. That's a nice way of putting it. They most recently split in June after Thompson was reportedly caught cheating. Ah, it's an average Monday night with a bunch of those groupies. It's a nice politically correct way of saying it. Yeah. I mean, is that how much of a baby we've become? That they're having people kicked out over words, over a wife that, or whatever it is, that you cheat on all the time? Oh, but you can't say anything about her. Even though I disrespect her honor every time I enter another woman, but heaven forbid you heckle me. I mean, do you hear the nonsense? Do you hear the hypocrisy? Do you hear me yelling about it? Of course you do, because you're listening to Happy Hour. I am so great. I am so wonderful.
Shut up!
Aaron Carter splits from fiance Melanie Martin 1 week after she gave birth to her son, Prince. Oh, it sounds like things are going wonderful with Aaron Carter. You're telling me that Aaron Carter has a troubled life? Whoa! Never saw that coming. Wow, he's only 33? Think about that. Aaron Carter looks like a rough 45. He is only 33. He's 5 years older than me. Almost thought it was 6. I wish I was 27. Now I have back pain. Oh, but think about me, you know, making it about me saying that I'm 5 years younger than Aaron Carter, because I am the spitting image of good looks and youth. The 33-year-old singer put his the mother of his child on blast in a late night rant on Twitter. Oh, that's delightful. Oh, this kid's going to love you, man. This kid's going to have no fatherly issues, and he's going to go, my dad was a hack. Well, we already knew that. 856-49-HOPPY. He claims she deceived him by communicating with his twin, sis, Angel, and the family members who tried to put him in prison. Heaven forbid she talk to the in-laws. Heaven forbid she get to know the in-laws. Oh, but here's the problem. This is where it gets a little scummy. This is where it gets a little dirty. Aaron's twin, Angel, was granted domestic violence restraining order against him in 2019. Yeah, now I kind of get why he wouldn't want her talking to, why he wouldn't want the mother of his child talking to her. It's a good thing that the mother of his child is talking to her, but I can see how Aaron's not digging that. Why? Because he's a sociopath. Speaking of sociopaths, El Chapo's beauty queen wife is sentenced to just 3 years in prison for drug trafficking and money laundering. But if it was a man, he would get 14 years. 856-49-HOPPY.
Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
This next headline makes me feel really bad. Not at all. Josh Duggar clasps hands with wife Anna. Anna? I don't... Ugh. Name Anna is a little bit triggering. I don't have good memories when I hear it. Josh Duggar claps hands with wife Anna as he arrives for first day of child porn trial that could see him jailed for 40 years. Yeah, he ain't getting 40 days. Judge to decide whether admission that he touched four of his sisters when he was 12 can be used as evidence. Josh Duggar arrived in court Tuesday for his first day of trial on federal child pornography charges. That sounds like a big deal. When you add the word federal in front of it, oh boy. He clasps hands with a wife and walked past TV cameras. Oh, he's good at that. He is charged with 2 counts of downloading and possessing child porn. Did you guys see what World Star Hip Hop put up today? There's this cam girl who's doing OnlyFans, who's like just turned 18, and they like probably got paid by her to promote her OnlyFans, but it's on private. Her OnlyFans is obviously because you got to pay for it, but her social media was on private. And they put up like a selfie of her like in a bikini when she was like 16. And I was like, World Star Hip Hop. Ah! Wrong button. Ooh, what are you doing? Why are you putting up a 16-year-old? Well, now she's 18, but that picture was so triggering. I was like, oh, my God. Like, I think I unfollowed them. I was like, why? World Star Hip Hop. Back to the headline. He was taken in, Josh Duggar was, in April for possession of materials depicting the sexual acts of children younger than 12. He should get the death penalty. He won't because he's a millionaire.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by WestchasePrinting.com. WestChase Printing, DJ Tone Tampa on Instagram. When I tell you that they are the best in the Bay, I am a man of my words. Posters, business cards, yard signs, whatever the hell you need printed. Banners. Westchaseprinting.com is the place to be. And they were going to hook you up with a great deal regardless. Like, they were going to hook you up. But man, when you tell them I sent you and you get that invoice, they're going to hook you up.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
This little guy. Buddy, if I had a peanut, I'd give it to you.
Bizarro, I love you. Bizarro, I love you.
Hey, who's got a peanut for turtle paste? Don't, he's allergic.
They'll kill me.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah!
Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
Speaking out about his golfing future after his devastating accident.
You mean DUI, allegedly, maybe, but not at all.
The golf legend says he won't ever play full-time again.
He'll be part-time with no benefits, Tiger Woods.
But he does think he'll be on the PGA Tour in the future.
I was so worried about if Tiger Woods was going to golf again. You do know a lot of Gen Xers, this like made their day, and they were talking about it at the water cooler.
I think something that is realistic is playing the tour one day.
And cheating.
Never full-time ever again. Pick and choose, just like what Mr. Hogan did. You pick and choose a few events a year, and you play around that. You practice.
I don't really care. He is a boring person. 8-5-6, 49, Hoppy.
On day one of the Maxwell trial, a tale of two Ghislaines. The assistant U.S. attorney calling the 59-year-old a predator.
She is a predator. It's not like it's false.
Was setting up young girls for wealthy financier Jeffrey Epstein.
I just don't feel like he's dead, man. I don't really see him laying in the ground.
Telling the jury the defendant was trafficking kids for sex. That is what this trial is all about.
I just find it so weird that we got, like, the amazing, nostalgic, old-school video of the whole Kyle Rittenhouse trial. Like, everybody was allowed into that. But, the trial about the rich and elite that were pedophiles, no one's allowed in?
Maxwell, the daughter of a British media mogul and Epstein's former girlfriend, faced...
Gross.
This is six criminal counts, all focused on a decade-long period between 1994 and 2004, when federal prosecutors say she helped recruit four underage girls to have sex with Epstein.
It's very repulsive. Also, the thing with her is there's like no emotion in her eyes. She's a psychopath. Like, it's insane. You look at her eyes in these pictures and these videos, and there's really nothing there.
And in some instances, participated in the abuse herself. The prosecution detailed the experiences of one of those girls, who was just 14 when she allegedly met Maxwell at a summer camp.
How does this end, man? I just don't really see her face and time in prison.
Prosecutors say her abuse went on for years when the girl was 15, then 16. Mm-hmm. They had a playbook. First, they got access to young girls, then they gained their trust.
Grooming at its finest. The death penalty should be put on this bitch!
The defense arguing Maxwell is being blamed for crimes allegedly committed by Epstein.
Yeah, she was the wing woman. Of course she's being blamed for it. She brought them in. Jeffrey completed the disgusting, inhumane act, but this whore, this bitch brought him in. Get out of here.
Who took his own life in 2019 while awaiting trial on sex trafficking
charges. Oh, he did?
The defense called Maxwell a convenient stand-in, arguing the four alleged victims at the center of the case.
And you know what's weird? I'm looking at the comment section on YouTube. It's so weird. There's been no video footage. There's been no photography of this bitch since she went to jail. It's a little suspicious.
We'll come in here and they will point their finger at Ghislaine Maxwell. There is nobody else to point their finger at.
All right, man. Things are very normal there. Speaking of scumbag leeches with the integrity of somebody who would not go to heaven, Chris Cuomo, that dirtbag.
It was business as usual on CNN Monday.
Of course it was business as usual. CNN doesn't care about you. They care about the ratings.
It was business as usual on CNN Monday night for Chris Cuomo.
Oh, wow.
Putting travel bans in
despite being back in hot water for helping his brother.
Oh, yeah, hot water. It's not cold water.
Putting travel bans in
despite being back in hot water for helping his brother Andrew, then the governor of New York, who was caught in a sexual harassment scandal.
They got such scummy vibes, man. Like, there's not good energy that spews from them. They're kind of like it's sort of like hanging out next to a factory in Cleveland, and it just portrays that negative smell and those negative little vibes and the smoke, and then the sun is not out, so Cleveland's a very dreary city. That's the energy that Andrew and Chris Cuomo gave me. It's like just hanging out next to a dirty, stinky factory.
The state's attorney general's office releasing new text messages between the former governor's top aide and the TV anchor.
I'm just going to get juicy and he'll get away with it because he's a millionaire.
Melissa DeRosa texting, rumor going around from Politico, 1 to 2 more people coming out tomorrow.
Yeah, Politico's always down with reporting all the news fairly.
Can you check your sources?
No.
Chris Cuomo responds, on it.
That's good, man. Sounds like things are going real well. He'll get away with it. Oh, but thank God he was a great father on TikTok dancing with his 16-year-old daughter that probably has father issues because of him. Oh, but he's such a good guy taking pictures with her during the quarantine. Oh, and he was hallucinating while having COVID? Fuck you.
DeRosa later reaching out when she heard the New Yorker's Ronan Farrow was working on a story, again asking the CNN journalist to check his sources.
Check him, check him, check him, check him. We need to be scumbag.
Even before this, Chris Cuomo was volunteering assistance.
Oh, you're a volunteer. You're a jack of all trades, Chris.
Texting.
You're also a jack-off.
DeRosa, please let me help with the prep.
Please, I need to ruin lives because I'm a sociopath.
CNN, in a statement saying the transcripts and documents deserve a thorough review and...
Oh, no, CNN says it. No video. Oh, you let everything get covered up. What a creepy network. Very satanic, very demonic.
Consideration. Adding the network will seek additional clarity about their significance over the next several days.
Oh, thank God. You guys are finally, you know, after you're caught, figuring out your morals. You guys are so honorable. I really look up to you. And I hope you burn in hell.
The younger Cuomo defending and downplaying his own role after...
Duh, he's not going to, you know, go, oh yeah, I'm helping out my little creep brother get away with things. You notice this trend in all these news reports? They go, well, the person that's being accused of something is denying what they're being accused of. Whoa, breaking news. Oh, that's some hot journalism.
Days. The younger Cuomo defending and downplaying his own role after his brother resigned in August.
Oh, wow. These are some good guys.
I can't be objective when it comes to my family.
Oh, wow, man. You are just someone I want to hang out with.
So I never reported on the scandal.
But I helped cover it up.
And when it happened, I tried to be there for my brother.
Oh, shut up.
The attorney general also released video of Andrew.
Your brother probably doesn't even love you because he's a psychopath who can't feel emotions. He's just having you as a little Fredo who helps cover things up.
Tried to be there for my brother. Oh.
The attorney general also released video of Andrew Cuomo's nearly 11 hours of testimony under.
That's a long time to lie.
Her oath.
You remember asking her, saying to her, may I kiss you?
I don't remember saying that.
I don't remember because I probably have early dementia, but I can't say it didn't happen.
The former governor will be arraigned in January for allegedly groping the breast of a female aide.
How often is this douchebag going to, like, tanning salons? Like, Andrew and Chris have such douchey GTL, Jersey Shore, Italian, like, fake tan vibes, man. It is such bad energy.
I remember his hand just sliding right up my blouse.
Brittany Camiso making that allegation in her interview. One of six accusers whose video testimonies were made public Monday by...
Oh, man, I am so proud, and it's me being sincere, and I am so, like, just in awe that these women had the guts and the mindset to come forward. They are real superheroes.
By the Attorney General's office.
Because I fucking hate Andrew Cuomo. And if I was on the radio, I would not swear, but my life's too short, so I will say, fuck Andrew Cuomo and fuck Chris Cuomo.
Cuomo denied he did.
My neighbors probably think I'm crazy because I am.
Attorney General's office. Cuomo denied he did any such thing.
I am so innocent. And my daughter loves me.
It would be an act of insanity.
Well, you are insane. It's not really out of reach.
To touch a woman's breast.
Yeah.
And make myself vulnerable to a woman.
Yeah, so why'd you do it? You're literally talking about all the reasons why you should not have done it, you douche. Oh, but it's so alleged.
For such an accusation.
Yeah. It's crazy, man.
Now, this morning, Andrew Cuomo's lawyer calling on New York's Attorney General Letitia James, who is running for governor.
I wonder what it's like being Andrew Cuomo's, like, you know, lawyer, and he goes home. He's like, oh, he's so guilty, but I'm making so much money.
To recuse her office from the case, saying in a statement, No legitimate chief legal officer would make such selective disclosures, as well as harm a pending criminal case by broadcasting to each witness what the other witnesses have said.
Yeah, there's just a lot of dirtiness that goes on in politics and the rich and elite. I think that's what I've learned from doing this podcast. If I've learned anything.
Because the former governor will be arraigned in January.
All right, man. 856-499-HOPPY. Oh, yeah, I got the EDM music. It's, I mean, it's time for Hollywood Live. 856-499-HOPPY.
Sunday service to his longtime friend, Virgil Abloh, just hours after his heartbreak.
856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com.
Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with your music roundup, and we're going to start with last night's Real Housewives of Potomac reunion, because Nicki Minaj did not hold back.
Why? Did they get their HPV results? Did they get their STD results?
The Super Bass star...
I'm clean!
...guest hosted the fourth and final part of the reunion, and no cast member was off limits.
Oh, yeah, they're really... They're not going to hold back. They're crazy. They are just wild people.
Nicki brought up Mia Thornton's past as a stripper, and she...
Heaven forbid you make money for your daughter you had young...
focus on Candace Dillard's new music career.
Yeah.
The Queens native even had Candace sing a few lines from her new single, Drive Back, which brought out a round of applause from everyone on set, including...
You're a noble person, Nicki. I mean, you marry good people, you have classy lyrics, you're just... You're somebody I want to bring home to Thanksgiving dinner and then regret it.
Nicki herself. Did you guys check out the reunion?
No.
Let us know your thoughts.
No one cares. And you're just saying it because you want people to comment. You don't really care about the comments. So enough of that. Please comment.
The comments. Okay, but switching gears to Saweetie, because she might not be too icy this winter.
I wonder if she ever really hooked up with Jack Harlow. There's that video of them. I think it was like the BET Awards. They were flirting. I wonder if they ever banged each other out.
Yesterday, the Bay Area rapper posted a photo dump, and it featured a picture with her sitting on a mystery man's lap. Well,
oh, wow, man. You're saying that people have sex in life? Whoa! Who would have saw that coming?
It wasn't too long before social media users started to piece together.
Yeah,
and
they're a bunch of losers.
After comparing some outfits, fans came to the conclusion that this man was Lil Baby.
Oh, hell yeah. I like the baby better.
Now, this situation comes just a few...
I wouldn't want him to date my daughter, but I mean, he's cool.
2 days after, there were rumors that Lil Baby took Saweetie on a $100,000 shopping spree.
Hell yeah, and you're going to wonder why you're broke in 10 years. Yo, Lil Baby!
But in a since-deleted tweet, Lil Baby has denied this and confirmed he's single.
Oh, man, that's just a good thing, man. We need... Lil Baby out there, single on the prowl.
Saweetie's ex Quavo also chimed in and seemingly...
And said what? Oh, let's run a train?
...reacted to this by posting a short message on his Instagram. Well, since the madness on Twitter happened, neither party has actually released a statement, and the tweets and photo have all been deleted from Saweetie and Lil Baby's page.
I don't care anymore.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts. When I tell you that Amir Academy is the best in the Bay, I am a man of my words. I would not stare you in the wrong direction. I would not lie to you. I would not give you fake news. Amir Academy of Martial Arts, 2700 22nd Street North, and that's in St. Petersburg. Amir Academy on Instagram, AmirAcademy.com. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m. Go there, bro, and work out and get into shape.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Doctors say the life expectancy of the average man is now 76.2 years.
76.2, but I'm already 38.1. I've wasted half my life. Half my life gone, and I'm only guaranteed 38 more years. Marge, I've wasted half my life.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Ladies. Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet that the other stations are tuned in to.
Your entertainment news roundup, and let's start today off with some good news because
please, I need good news.
Lindsay Lohan is officially engaged.
Hell yeah! Woo!
To her boyfriend, Bader.
She's finally off the market.
Bader Shamas. The Mean Girls star posted a few celebratory photos on Instagram showing off her epic diamond ring.
Yeah.
In the snapshots, the future bride and groom were all smiles while holding each other close as she put her ring on display.
Oh yeah, you gotta show off that ring.
Lindsay captioned the photo with a sweet message, writing, "My love, my life, my family, my..."
My daddy issues are finally gone because I found a man that will take care of me.
Future at Bader Shamas, love.
Got it.
Lindsay's dad, Michael Lohan, told
her, is a douchebag, is a deadbeat father. If you look up the word deadbeat father in the dictionary, he shows up as the description.
Hollywood Life exclusively that he was heading out to see her soon and reacted to her.
Oh, that's just what she needs, man. She needs you just showing up now. I'm a present father.
By telling us, based on what has been released by Lindsay so far, all I will say is that I'm so happy for her and Bader.
Yeah, I don't really talk to her, so I'm just kind of making a little bit of a bland remark about it because I don't know what the hell to say.
And proud of all she's doing in life.
Oh, wow.
God bless them.
Oh, God bless them. Oh, it sounds like he's so present.
And continuing with the scent of romance, there might be some hope for Tori Spelling and Dean McDermott.
Oh, thank God. I was so worried, but now my life is so much better.
After all, recall for months reports have been swirling that...
Swirling, like ice cream in a machine or whatever.
Dean and Tori are headed for a split, but on November 27th, the pair were spotted having dinner with all five of their children at...
That's a lot of kids.
Ruth Chris Steakhouse. While the two rarely discuss the rumors of a possible split directly, they have seemingly shut down the buzz on several different occasions.
Oh, not the buzz of the vibrator.
However, most recently, Dean was absent from the family's Christmas card.
Damn it, dude. Why didn't you show up on that photo day, on the picture day? Oh, that joke failed.
Leaving Tori and her five children to pose without dad. But Tori made sure to clarify why her husband was MIA.
Hey, he was cheating on me again.
Claiming that he was off in Canada filming a movie when they did the photo
shoot. Oh, that's what he's doing. Oh, he's in Canada making a movie. That was her name.
Shoot. What do you guys think? Are they good, or is something else going on here?
A lot is going on there.
Now, I hope you all had a great Thanksgiving because...
Thank you. I was so worried about your approval.
It looks like Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck sure did.
Oh, that's good, man. I just was so worried about how... what is it? Bennifer? Yeah, I think that's what it is. How their Thanksgiving went. But now that I know that Bennifer had a really good Thanksgiving, my life is forever improved.
The Love Dogs spent their first Turkey Day together.
Hey, Turkey Day!
Since rekindling their romance, and J-Lo apparently flew in to LA from Canada.
Oh, that's a good thing, man.
Where she spent the last couple months filming a Netflix movie called The Mother.
Maybe she was banging Tori Spelling's husband in Canada.
To spend the holiday with Ben.
Oh, that's good. 856-49-HOPPY.
Breaking news in the tech world. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey has resigned from the social media giant. Dorsey confirmed the news with a tweet, saying it is time for Twitter to move on from its founders. He will remain on the board until at least May.
Oh, that's good. Oh, he seems like such a creep. I didn't like how he got away with protecting Hunter Biden from being a trending topic and hiding tweets in the search bar. But if they ever were talking about Donald Trump Jr., they would always show that as a trending topic. They were always first to throw our dumb president under the bus. But anything Joe Biden, they protect. And I didn't vote, so I don't lean either way. I don't care. I hate every fucking politician. But like, my God, is Jack a hypocritical. See you next Tuesday.
The chief technology officer of Twitter will take over as CEO. Dorsey is also the CEO of Square, a digital payment company.
I bet that company is not a money laundering front.
Square, a digital payment company.
Because when I think of Jack Dorsey, I think of a classy guy.
Square, a digital payment company. The founder of an investment firm connected to Twitter has been pushing for Dorsey to resign.
Yeah, get out of here, you dish.
Questioning if he should lead both companies. Twitter's stock jumped at the news and has been volatile all day.
That had to make Jack feel like crap. You leave and everyone is so happy. Woo!
At one point, the NASDAQ halted its trading.
Oh, that's good. 856 49 Happy.
If it had been another millimeter, then it would have been a whole different story.
Oh, yeah, Simon Cowell, such a douche. Don't bring your wife on the same yacht as him.
It's been just over a year since he broke his back, and now Simon is making a shocking confession about...
Man, back pain's the worst. I hurt my back the other day. Look at me making it about me, but it is happy hour. And oh, my God, my back hurts.
Bike accident that nearly paralyzed him.
Honestly, if I could rewind,
yeah,
I would have gone through the whole thing again.
Oh, man, it sounds like something you would say. Because you're an edgelord. You're really crazy, Simon. We never know what you're going to say, buddy.
Just because I feel better now.
That's good, man. 856-49-HAPPY.
Sierra is gushing over her husband, Russell Wilson, on his 33rd birthday.
I wonder what their arguments were like, because they're always gushing and always bragging on social media. But it makes you wonder. It makes you really go, what the hell are they like behind closed doors?
On Monday, the 36-year-old singer took to Instagram to post a slew of photos of them together and to pay tribute to the NFL quarterback, who she called...
Oh, yeah, my team is sucking this year, but hell yeah. Sierra put out a post about me. Woohoo! The priorities are in place!
...calls her king.
Oh, let's just not talk about the fact that he's not been as good and as elite since he began banging her out.
Quote, on this day, a leader was born. My king.
Oh, really?
On this day, a...
You know, Future was like, I was your king first, babe!
Passionate man was born. An incredible husband and father. On this day, a champion was born.
Preemie.
An inspiration to so many. My greatest inspiration. The big 33.
Oh, yeah, 33. Such a life-changing age.
My baby, Russell Wilson.
Oh, that's good. 856 49 Happy.
The NFL has wrapped up week 12 of the season, and the team's definitely...
And the time flies.
The NFL has wrapped up week 12 of the season, and the team's definitely brought the excitement. Tom Brady's Tampa Bay Buccaneers prevailed over the Indianapolis Colts with...
I am just not over the fact that he is a player for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Very bizarre.
Leonard Fournette scoring the game-winning touchdown in the...
Good for him.
Final minute of the match. Meanwhile, Green Bay quarterback Aaron Rodgers overcame his toe injury to...
Oh, thank God. I was so worried.
...lead the Packers to another victory this weekend, this time over the Los Angeles Rams.
Man, whenever you need Matthew Stafford to win a big game, he loses every time.
Happy Hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment, who else do we got here, is brought to you by Rich Kaley, Master Barbershop. When I tell you that Rich Kaley is the best barber in all of the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words. I would not lie to you. He's at Salon Lofts on Kennedy Boulevard, right next door to McDonald's. Sign up for an appointment at richkbarber.com or on the Salon Loft app, but it's probably easier to go to richkbarber.com and sign up for an appointment. And when you tell him that I sent you, oh my God, he is going to hook you up with a great haircut, bruh.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Well, it was good while it lasted, I guess.
What was?
But Sheriff, the glory hole is the pride and joy of Dougal County.
Fella found an even older glory hole two towns over. Lord knows I ain't looking forward to telling the tourism board about this.
Such an elegant concept. A simple... Full lowly hole to commemorate his glory.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
I'd like a $9,000 prostitute, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
We'll be right back.
for Hollywood Life with your Car Jenner Roundup.
Oh, we need to talk about the American royal family and the Kardashians. Oh, they are so royal.
And we are starting things off today
with
a little love for Khloe Kardashian.
Oh, true.
Khloe's sisters, Kim and Kourtney, are reportedly searching for a man to set Coco up with. Now,
oh, they're really forcing it. When you look for a relationship really hard, that's when it does not come. And then you don't come.
But she and Tristan Thompson are donezo.
Oh, thank God. I was so worried.
Now that Kim is happily dating Pete Davidson and Kourtney's engaged to Travis Barker, the girls want to bring Khloe into the mix. And
yeah, they really need it for the comeback tour. Comeback.
And set her up with a friend of their significant others.
True.
A source told Hollywood Life.
Go have a threesome with MGK and Megan Fox already.
Exclusively, they love all hanging out together because it is so easy and so much fun. So this holiday season is going to be so great.
Oh, yeah, let's get her laid. Ah, it's weird, man.
When they are all together. With all these good vibes, it has gotten to a point that
I don't think about the Kardashians. I think about good vibes. I think about a good time, but I am not thinking about a good vibe.
They want to bring Khloe into the mix.
They all do. They just want to see what she's about, man.
Any ideas for Khloe?
No.
Let us know in the comments.
Whatever.
And moving on to Kourtney and Travis's role.
Enough of them already.
Romance and how Kourtney has embraced Travis's kids as her own.
Oh, wow. She's a really noble person.
A source revealed to Hollywood Life that Kourtney has developed a bond with Travis's kids and is
That's good, man. It's almost like she's a mother and can probably relate.
Starting to treat them like her own.
Oh, that's good.
Travis's son, Landon, has become a role model to Kourtney's boys, Mason and Rain. And Alabama has already become a big sister figure to Penelope.
That's
Kourtney
good.
And Travis are digging their blended family. A second source added, as everybody knows, Kourtney is an incredible mother.
Oh, that's good. 856-49-HOPPY.
Some good news, not that it's good for the game or good for the Cowboys or good.
Mike Florio, you're a weird dude.
Good for anyone, but
maybe I'm just projecting. Probably.
They got some good news, not that it's good for the game or good for the Cowboys or
True.
Good for anyone, but there is a COVID outbreak with the Cowboys that has resulted reportedly in 8 positives so far.
That's not good. I don't know what he was talking about in the beginning where he's like, not that big of a deal because I don't like the Cowboys.
Most of them are coaches or assistant coaches.
Thank God.
Today, the announcement came that head coach Mike McCarthy is COVID positive and will miss Thursday night's game.
Whatever. The Cowboys are doomed anyway. 856-49 Hoppy. It's 856-494-6773.
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic!
Los Angeles traffic sucks, but thankfully city officials have now identified exactly what's causing the congestion.
What?
A BTS flash mob! With James Corden directing them.
He is such an asshole. God, I hate him.
You, sir, make a terrible traffic cop.
He makes a terrible a lot of things.
The Fairfax District got taken over by a whole lot of butter, waffles, frying pans with...
Sounds like a fun time, man. Sounds like somewhere I want to be.
BTS.
Oh, yeah! The K-pop group took over a crosswalk in Hollywood to put on a concert for the James Corden show.
Of course they do it right in front of a James Corden billboard. Like, because you got the billboard there, I'm going to be sure to watch your hack comedy.
Their big hit this year was Butter, so they did something.
I don't care anymore. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773.
Let's talk about one of our favorite Hollywood couples. They just broke up.
Oh, you guys knew so much about them. You guys were hanging out behind closed doors, right?
Tiffany Haddish and Common have called it quits after a year of dating. A source tells...
God, Common, he's a good rapper and whatever, but God, he seems like such a douche.
E! News, there was no ugly drama.
Oh, that's good.
That they were both very busy with work and decided not to continue a long-distance relationship.
I don't care anymore. 856-49-HOPPY.
Kanye's Thanksgiving meal came with a side of regret this
year. And insanity.
This year. Mm. And yet another bid to get Kim back, he posted a 5-minute holiday prayer on Insta.
That's what she's going to do. While you're saying, oh God, she literally is saying, oh God. Get it?
Taking responsibility for their split.
Oh, that's good.
He admitted.
Finally being noble after she's given head to Pete Davidson.
His
neighbors just walked by as I said that.
temper, his drinking, and ego, and that run for president resulted in one big mess.
Oh, yeah. Talking about how he almost had an abortion. A good time, Kanye. Oh, wow, this is a weird transition. Mike Pence says Roe v. Wade should be thrown out the ash heap of history ahead of biggest Supreme Court abortion showdown tomorrow. We'll debate Mississippi's ban on most terminations after 15 weeks. Man, like, it's so creepy when you're trying to obsess over what a woman is doing with her body. Like, you're somebody I don't want you around. You're somebody I don't want to hang around, man. Why do you care? Who cares? Let them do what they want with their body. But then again, I'm actually a good person, so I'm able to see things in a normal direction. I'm able to see things in a normal light, so I don't care what somebody does with their body. I'm not a bad person. I'm not religious. Thank God, but I will burn in hell. World's richest man, Elon Musk, warns of SpaceX bankruptcy unless the engine production crisis ends for their mission to Mars. Whatever. I had a hard time reading that. I think I just got dyslexic. And Elon Musk going broke? No, you've been such a generous person who's donated so much to this world. Your company going out of business? Oh, no. No, 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 no. We need you doing videos that we're watching on YouTube for 2 minutes. Get the hell out of here. Speaking of rich, privileged, and entitled, Adele confirms Vegas residency. Oh, hell yeah. All the midlife crisis. Late millennials now can talk about their failed marriages because they got married at 23 because they had pressure from their parents. Oh, let's go live out our sorrow at an Adele concert. That sounds like fun. You're going to have a lot of missionary sex after that show. Hello, singer finally announces long-speculated string of concerts as she prepares to take the stage of the Caesar's Palace for 4 months in 2022. I can promise you, as much money as I could have had in the world, which I will never have, I will have. I'm going to manifest it. But you could give me all the money in the world, and I would never be seen at a show, and I think they're fine with that. Tiger Woods refuses to speak about car crash. It's all in a police report. Yeah, there's a lot of things that were probably covered up. There's a lot of things that are probably sketchy about that situation, so they probably don't want the info getting out. So, yeah, moving on. 856-49-HOPPY. The Simpsons episode mocking Chinese oppression yanked from Disney Plus Hong Kong. Well, whatever. They're missing out, man. I just can't believe, like, we're kind of going through censorship in America with cancel culture and people being outraged. But, man, it makes you really appreciate you're not living in Hong Kong. But also, we live in a country where Dr. Oz is an official candidate for U.S. Senate, and I'm a little worried, man. He is such an asswipe. He is such a con artist. And the fact that this imbecile is running for government, whatever. All right, here's the video of him doing a pitch. Telling us why he'd be so good.
My parents came to America to find a better...
All right, perfect. He has a political ad already. Yeah, he's perfect.
My parents came to America to find a better life. And they did.
Oh, wow.
I attended great universities.
I had everything given to me, like every politician.
Raised a family. Wow. And became a successful surgeon.
Wow, you actually went to school and learned things? Something that any human being can do if they put their mind to it? And you had sex with your wife and produced kids? Wow. You're so much different than us. You're a jack of all trades. You're also a jack-off.
I invented a heart valve that saves thousands of lives.
I did everything, and I also cheated on my wife, which every politician does, probably, who knows, alleged. Gotta watch out for those lawsuits. He would never cheat on his wife.
Then I started a TV show to advocate for you taking control of your health.
No, you're just doing a TV show for, like, daytime moms that are bored or people at the hospital that are dying.
And took on the medical establishment.
And honestly, I'd rather die than watch your show.
To argue against costly drugs and skyrocketing medical bills.
You're a man of the people, man. Just like every politician that lies.
But COVID has shown us that our system is broken.
Oh, wow.
We lost too many lives.
And Dr. Oz gets elected and all our problems are solved. I mean, it can't get any worse.
Too many jobs and too many opportunities because Washington got it wrong.
And you're going to fix it, right? What are you going to do?
They took away our freedom without making us safer.
Got it.
And tried to kill our spirit and our dignity.
But what are you going
to
do?
As a heart surgeon...
But what are you going to do?
I know how precious life is.
True.
Pennsylvania needs a conservative who will put America first.
What are you going to do? Tell us your fucking ideas.
one who can reignite our divine spark.
But what are you going to do? This is fine and all. I mean, it's literally every politician, but God, what are you going to do, brah?
Bravely fight for freedom and tell it like it is.
You always do, man. You're just so wild and crazy. God, I hate him. I just can't. I just can't. 856-49 Hoppy. USC University of Spoiled Children. University of Spoiled. They issue an apology after offensive chant during a football game. The University of Spoiled issued a public apology after an offensive chant was made from USC's student section during the football game on Saturday against Brigham University. I'm so surprised because USC, they are such spoiled that I'm not really surprised at all that they would do that. They don't seem like people I would want to hang out with. And I think they would say, well, the chant was F the Mormons. Wow, they're just wild and crazy, man. What's going on with Kendall Jenner?
Over the years, Kendall Jenner.
Can I have some fish sticks? Just thinking about it, it just makes me in the mood for fish sticks.
Over the years, Kendall Jenner has shot her shot with more than one NBA star.
And they have too.
But these days, it looks like she's found it.
Pew, pew, pew. Where's the Kleenex?
Over the years, Kendall Jenner has shot her shot with more than one NBA star. Mm-hmm. But these days, it looks like she's found a teammate for life in her boyfriend, Devin Booker.
True.
Although the two have only been dating for 16 months, it's safe to say that things are getting pretty serious between them.
Yeah.
In fact, while filming a round of Truth or Dare for a virtual wellness event put on by sister Kourtney Kardashian's lifestyle website, Poosh, Kendall made a comment that had us all go, wait, what?
What?
It was after pulling a card that instructed her to text the family group chat and tell them she had just gotten engaged.
Believable, so I will do it.
Okay.
Does anyone have a wedding ring? That's weird.
I love how she pranks her family. She's like, I'm going to make all the bad decisions you guys did. Actually, I'm not.
Weird. I don't want to take your wedding ring and put it on my wedding ring.
What if you take it? Yeah.
Is that weird? I feel bad. I swear.
I don't care anymore. 856-49 Hoppy. Actually, I do it. Back to the clip.
I feel bad. You don't have to give it to me. I don't know. I just feel like it's weird that I'm putting your wedding ring on.
So basically.
Oh, yeah. She's a smart girl. She's just a jack of all trades.
Rihanna is sparking some serious confusion after she debuted her latest Savage X Fenty line, which included some open back PJ pants. Let's get into it.
We will not. If you're honestly offended by some open back, then you're from the royal family and you're judging Meghan Markle. 856-49 Hoppy.
Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with your music roundup.
Yeah, what's
we're
up?
We're gonna start this one off with a potential collab from Megan Thee Stallion.
Oh, thank God.
Or at least that's what the fans are asking for. Last week, a Twitter user asked why the UK singer doesn't have any backup dancers.
Why?
And let's just say that people responded with something even better.
Oh,
users compiled videos of Adele singing Water Under the Bridge with Meg doing the body choreography in the background. It wasn't too long before fans remixed these two together.
Remix? Hell yeah. The fans out there remixing? That's when you know you've made an impactful product, is when the fans are remixing. Or it's hot garbage. And they're making fun of you because they have no life.
He never holds back.
I don't.
And he speaks his mind.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
But I never went anywhere.
Leo DiCaprio just secured the bag, as they say, after selling one of his Malibu beach houses for $10.3 million.
I did too. Moving on. 856-49 Hoppy.
Priyanka Chopra and Nick Jonas are stepping out for a date night at the 2021 Fashion Awards ahead of their third wedding anniversary.
Oh, true.
The couple hit the red carpet in London for the event on Monday night, and the 39-year-old playfully stuck her tongue out at her man and giggled as they posed for the cameras. The Quantico star wore a gorgeous Richard Quinn floral jumpsuit.
Oh, so they went on a date night. Who cares? Oh, no, man.
It's almost time for the release of Spider-Man No Way Home, and it...
Oh, thank God. I was so worried.
Looks like star Zendaya and Tom Holland celebrated with a super romantic dinner in Paris. Let's get into it.
We won't. Yeah. So everybody's going out on date nights. I didn't realize how decent of a person. I didn't realize how okay of a person I am until my girlfriend, she's going to Los Angeles for a week with her two friends to go to Disneyland and go to Universal. And, I cried while we were cuddling on Monday. I was like, I'm going to miss you. It was a real emotional moment. It made me realize I'm an okay person. Maybe not.
Money.
I'm just kidding. 856-49-HOPPY. You can listen to us on Z Radio Live every Thursday at 5 p.m. East Coast time, 4 p.m. Central. At ZRadioLive.com and on the Odyssey app and on TuneIn by searching Z Radio Live. We are on Stitcher, TuneIn, Spreaker, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audible, Amazon Music, Deezer, Google Podcasts, Google Play. It's the same thing by searching Hoppy Radio, H-O-P-P-E Radio. It's for the hardworking average Joe and Jane that grinds in life. And if you use a different podcast player, go to RyanHoppyRadio.com and click on the Listen tab, and you can get the RSS feed. We are on every single social media platform. Instagram is Ryan Hoppy Radio. Twitter is Ryan Hoppy Radio. Like us on Facebook, add Hoppy Hour. Add me on Facebook if you want to as a friend, Ryan Hoppy. Add me on LinkedIn, and my Snapchat is Hoppy Radio. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can call me. You can leave me a voicemail. I have the Google Voice app, so I might actually pick up, and you can text me. RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. RyanHoppyRadio.com. And this has been brought to you by WestchasePrinting.com. When I tell you that they are the best printing company, posters, yard signs, business cards, they can hook you up with whatever you want. WestChase Printing, DJ Tone Tampa on Instagram. They are so good. Also, this has been brought to you by the Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company at TampaBayHotSauce.com. There has all the locations where you can purchase their product in person, and you can order online if you don't live in Tampa. Got it? TampaBayHotSauce.com. Add them on Instagram at Tampa Bay Hot Sauce, and add me on Instagram at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and tag us and let us know what you cook up. This has also been brought to you by FitSageFitness.com, Fit_Sage_Fitness on Instagram. When I tell you that he is the best trainer in all the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words. I would not lie to you. FitSageFitness.com. And if you don't live in the Bay Area, you can do virtual workouts. You can always make it happen, Captain. This has also been brought to you by Rich Keeley, Master Barbershop at Salon Loft on Kennedy Boulevard, right next door to McDonald's. Sign up for an appointment at richkbarber.com, and you'll get the best haircut ever. This has also been brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts, 2700 22nd Street North in St. Petersburg, AmirAcademy.com, Amir Academy on Instagram. And he is a man. Well, he is. He's very noble. He's a class act. He's a genuine guy. He's a sweetheart. And oh, man, he's tough. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m. You can work out. This has been Hoppy Hour. Spread the word. Bye.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour is now over.
Oh, it is.
Hoppy Hour is now over.
It is?
Hoppy Hour is now over.
Board, 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 board.
Bye.
Board, board.
Money. And like that,